Episode 8, What's a Podcast? In this episode, we will go over everything about podcasting, how you can find it, where you can find it, if you have an Android, iOS, and what are the best tools and tricks to enjoying podcasting. All right, big radio voice guy, hit it.
This is your Best Life Ever podcast. This is the podcast that's committed to helping you dominate this life. To help you get from wherever you are to wherever you want to be. Our goal is to help you break through, learn new skills, and create lifelong habits that will help you live your best life ever.
Now, here's your host,
Justin Thomas.
This is your time.
Mark Maron, the host of the WTF podcast, said, "The medium of podcasting and the personal nature of it, the relationship you build with your listeners and the relationship they have with you, they could just be sitting there chuckling and listening. There's nothing like that." Today, we're going to be talking about podcasting, giving little tips and tricks and things that you can do to actually help you understand podcasting and use it in your everyday life. So since we've been going on the podcast now for seven or so weeks, a month or two, been getting a lot of people in my everyday life who, you know, have been showing interest or wanting to listen and have asked me, you know, it's like, where do I listen? How do I listen? And it's easy to just say, oh, you know, it's my parents. They don't know how to use an iPhone or don't know how to use an app, but that's not true. I think that's a stereotype. There's a lot of people now that are wanting to use this medium to have the basic radio on the go when they want it. And podcasts have become a great avenue to do that. I think that when you're listening to the radio, you have to listen to what they say when they say how they say. And especially for a lot of guys like myself, I have listened to sports talk for years, and there's a lot of guys on there that I may be in the mood to listen to sports talk, and I don't want to hear what they're talking about. They may be talking about a team or something they don't. And so that's actually how I started getting into it. I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, and I like my hometown Portland Trail Blazers and the Atlanta Braves. I know they're all over the place, but when you're an Oregon boy, that's for another time. Anyway, what I can do with podcasting is I can search those teams and find podcasts of people that are talking about my team and get to the point. So if I want to listen to sports for a little bit, put it on, listen to it, turn it off when I'm done, and it doesn't go anywhere. So that's kind of cool. And I've really enjoyed that. I'm seeing how it's evolved and kind of gone from there. One of the things that's cool is podcasting has no real regulations. The FCC hasn't really put a license, you know, there's no license to broadcast your programming like radio stations do. Podcasters don't need to conform to those regulations. That allows language if needed. You'll see that, you know, they don't care if you drop, you know, language or whatever. You just have to clarify in the episode so you're not sitting there listening with your kids and they, you know, start dropping F-bombs. Copyright laws don't really apply to podcasting. So, you know, podcasters can copyright their work, but it basically saying this is that, you know, there's just those regulations allow people to be people, right? There's so much information in this information age that, you know, a lot of it is regurgitated. But I think what happens is that sometimes there's just people you identify with. And right now, and has been for a little bit, Joe Rogan is, his podcast is the number one podcast in the world. And, you know, everything that Joe Rogan has done from, you know, calling MMA fighting to, you know, TV show hosts to being in TV shows. Like, you go all this, that podcast, and he just blows up. It's because he has a listener base that identifies with who he is, and they can listen to it the way they want to. And, you know, the beauty of it is you don't have to conform to anything. There's there's no regulation. If people listen, people are going to show if they like you by downloading and listening and interacting and subscribing and doing all those things. So you're building a medium, which is really cool. So what I wanted to do is just go through a couple little things that you may be new to this world and that may help you out. So this is going to be real short and sweet. Basically, what podcasting will do is you have a couple different ways to do it. So you can go to, let's talk about first how to find it. So there, if you have an iPhone or Android, there's two different ways to do it. Okay, most of the time people are going to want convenience. That's the whole point of all of this, right? So with the Apple site, there's the purple app on your phone. It comes standard when you buy an iPhone. That app on there is how you can access all the podcasts. That's how I got introduced to this. If you have an Android, that's not there. So there's usually default apps on Android that you can use that will allow you to, you know, listen to it easy. But there's some apps that you can download that really make it easy. And I want to go through those real quick. So the first one is Anchor. Anchor is the one I'm using right now the most outside of the Apple podcast, because they are a sponsor of our show and they also do little things here and there to really make it easy. You can pick your show and you subscribe and download. There's another one, Podcoin, that does the same thing. Cool thing that Podcoin does is they, again, you just download the app, you subscribe to the ones that you want to listen to, but they'll give you a credit for every 10 minutes you get like a coin credit. And then whenever you've accrued a certain amount of coins, you can get free stuff like gift cards and Starbucks and stuff like that that encourage you to listen to podcasts, which is kind of cool. Breaker is been probably the one that I've seen the most frequency outside the normal iOS app, because it's just, I don't know, it's just easy to use, and it has, there's more podcasts I've seen on there. And then also Podbean. Podbean is another app that I think is really cool because there's a community on there and you can build. So whatever one you use, find one that you like, maybe try them all, and then you subscribe and download. Now, let's talk about that. I keep saying subscribe and download. So when you subscribe to something, it's basically automating these episodes to automatically pop up. So if you find someone you like, you hit subscribe. What it does is every time we post a new episode, it comes up first. So what it's notifying the podcast universe is that you're committing to listening. So it's going to automatically download. So the reason why people like myself ask you to subscribe and download, because it's showing people that people want to listen because there's a commitment on your end. Also, liking, especially on the iOS, on the podcast, the Purple Podcast one I keep talking about, when you go to the bottom, there's a 5-star review. You click any star you want. For this one, do it for 5 stars, please, for me, 5 stars. And put a comment. When you put an engaging comment in there, not only is it good for people to see when they're checking out to see if it's good, but you're doing more of showing the world that this is a podcast that brings value. And so when you do that on ours, be sure to do that now. Do it now. That's what subscribe and download means. Also, one thing that Anchor allows you to do is they allow you to sponsor. So when you start out, you're not generating any income whatsoever unless you have a sponsor or that kind of thing. So if you are wanting to support a podcast to get things going, Anchor allows you to donate with whatever frequency, from $1 all the way up to as much as you want per episode. It's kind of like when your kid runs the lap thing at school and you sponsor every lap that they do. You can do it however you want. And so those are just little things that, you know, you find when you have a community that gets built up. And then it allows them to show their appreciation to you. So those are kind of cool. Now, when you get to searching, so there's a couple things for searching that I have become more aware as it's advanced, that wasn't originally there when I did, is if you're interested in just a specific person. So let's say you, who's somebody be really good? Tony Robbins. If you wanted to know or just hear an episode of Tony Robbins without it just being a Tony Robbins podcast, you can search, especially in Apple, you can search his name. And any episode that he's in that has his name tagged in there will pop up. That's a great way for podcasts to get listeners, because they'll get someone big like Tony Robbins on, and then they'll tag him. And next thing you know, people will search Tony Robbins, and then they'll hear this podcast, and they'll get introduced to the host, and then they subscribe and they try it out. And so, you know, that is, you know, usually a way to do it. Now, what I do is I'll search for all my teams, like I listed earlier. I'll search for all my teams or a person or something I'm interested in the moment. And then I'll just look at all the episodes they do. Now, I usually try, you know, a couple of them. And then with each podcast, I'll subscribe to all of them. There's default downloads where it will download all of your podcasts immediately. So if you don't want it using up memory on your phone, you want to subscribe to it, but you don't want to download all their episodes unless you want it, you can go into the settings in iTunes and you can pick if you want it to download just the recent, if you want it to delete your episodes when you're done with it, however settings you want, you can do that. So it won't download and take up all the space on your phone, which is a really cool thing. So when I search up, Dallas Cowboys, it'll pull up anything that someone's having to do with that topic or that team, and you'll find new episodes. But a specific person that is marketing themselves and you're wanting to listen no matter whatever venue they're using, searching them is a great way to do that. And so, you can find that more on each individual app, but I would encourage you, again, if you don't have an Apple device and you don't want to do it on your computer, you're listening on your go on your commute, then download Anchor, Podcoin, Breaker, or Podbean, or there's a podcast app too. It just says the podcast app. All of those are great. Be sure to pick and choose, you know, the ones you want, try them out and listen, comment, subscribe. Please comment and subscribe on this. I just wanted to give it, 10, 12 minutes of just, content to help you out a little bit. And, people that, are asking me, what do I want to do? I want to listen to comedy, or I have a specific music. Oh, that reminds me. Here's another example. We love Mumford & Sons. So Mumford & Sons is coming to Portland here in a couple months. And so I was listening to Mumford and I wanted to hear just more about them. So I got into, I just searched Mumford & Sons on the Apple and it brought up this podcast called Song Exploder. And what it does is it gets artists who have a either a song that just came out or whatever, and they interview them and they literally break down every element of how they created that one song. And so they just did one for on Song Exploder for their new Delta album that just came out, and on Beloved. And he talked about how he wrote it for his grandma, and then how they brought in all the different instruments, and it was just so interesting. So then I got into that and I was like, the format of this is really cool. So that's what happens, is you download an app and then you find the format that you like. And so then I went through all the other episodes to see, and there was Metallica and there was, all these different bands. There's a lot on there that I didn't like and then I saw Fleetwood Mac and I was like, oh, cool. And they were doing the same thing with Go Your Own Way. And it was, explaining, it was the backup guitar, Lindsay, I can't remember his last name, but he was dating Stevie Nicks and he was explaining the whole reasoning for Go Your Own Way. And it was just fascinating. And my family in the car was just loved it. And so that's another one. TED Talk is a great app. I'm actually pulling up a couple for you to, as I'm, being so professional, I'm looking on my phone trying to see all the ones I have. So on the shows part of the main section, when you come on it, you can search by shows, or you can go to episodes and it'll just bring up all the recent downloads. And then there's also the ones that you downloaded that you want to hear later. That's another point. When you download a podcast, it allows you to save it. So if you have no cell reception, it's just, you know, you can listen to it on the go no matter what's going on. So a couple of these besides your Best Life Ever podcast, of course, that are really good. Quick Brain, Jim Quick, and that's K-W-I-K. He's the one we referenced in the last episode about, memory and those kind of, Lewis Howes, School of Greatness is another one that I listen to. For humor, there's the Ron Burgundy podcast that is absolutely hilarious. If you just want some humor, I talked about Joe Rogan earlier. I just listened to a lot of faith and podcasts about podcasting and sports. Anyway, so there's lots of good things. Fantasy football, ESPN, certain ones in there. So whatever your interest is hunting, fishing, whatever it is, you can search it, find it. I hope that helps you. If you have any questions, you can always email me. That's info@justinlthomas.com. You can also find our Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Your Best Life Ever Podcast. JustinLThomas.com, however it is. But, you know, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. Share this if it feeds you. Your time is valuable. Thank you. Go do this and go live your best life ever. See you next time.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.
Same time, same place, next week.
Thanks for listening.
This is your time.